This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Courtney Lanning, who is film critic with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. A day later than usual. Welcome back, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me. A day later than usual.
And you're here a day later than usual because sometimes when you review films, there are rules.
That's right. You know, I am reliant on studios to give me movies to review in advance, and sometimes they like to push the release date right up to the buzzer.
All right, so the film we're talking about today is The Tomorrow War.
The Tomorrow War. Such an epic title, right?
Yes! All right, this stars Chris Pratt and J.K. Simmons. Mm-hmm. Chris Pratt, I think most people know who that is. He was Star-Lord in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's been in the last couple of Jurassic Park movies. And even if you don't know J.K. Simmons' name, you know J.K. Simmons.
Right. Bring me more pictures of Spider-Man. Right.
Right. You, right.
You know him, even if you don't know him.
I think, didn't he have a stint on Law & Order, maybe?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. But he's been in, I would suggest that there is a television series called Counterpoint, in which he plays himself twice. But he's really good. How did he shine in this film?
Oh, he does. I mean, don't get me wrong, Chris Pratt is great in the movie. He's a good, solid sci-fi hero at this point. But J.K. Simmons definitely steals the spotlight from him anytime he's on the set.
All right, you mentioned it's a sci-fi thriller. Give us a bit of the plot.
So the plot is actually fairly straightforward. Some people from the future come into our present time, and they tell them that aliens are devouring the human race in the future, and they're out of soldiers, so they need to start pulling people from the past to go back into the future to fight these aliens. And it is a very intense sci-fi action thriller once Chris Pratt actually gets to the future to fight these aliens.
Are these bad aliens? I mean, are they people, things that we should be afraid of?
Oh, these are the scariest aliens I've seen in a movie since the Xenomorphs.
In the Alien franchise.
Right, yeah. James Cameron's Aliens.
Yeah. What makes them so scary?
They can run, they can fly, they can swim. They're crazy fast. You can unload an entire clip of ammunition at them, and they just keep coming. They knock over Humvees. They take out helicopters. They're like this weird cross between a spider and an octopus, and it's terrifying.
You mentioned Humvees and helicopters, so this future we're talking about is not that far away.
No, it's set about 30 years beyond present day, and the aliens have taken Earth's population down from, I think, 8 billion to like 500,000.
Okay. I don't know why, but I guess because Chris Pratt was in it, I thought this was going to be sort of lighthearted and comedic.
You know, you have a couple moments in there. If you peel back this movie's DNA, you will find bits and pieces of other sci-fi hits through the years. You'll find little bits of Alien, you'll find little bits of The Thing, little bits of Terminator, and strangely enough, a little bit of Eight-Legged Freaks.
It sounds also like there might be a little bit, I can't remember, the Tom Cruise movie where he kept reliving Die Another Day. No, that's a James Bond.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow. It sounds like there might be a little bit of that?
A little bit. You know, that's actually what I suspected when I saw the trailer for this movie. I thought, oh, great. This is going to be the great value version of that movie.
Right.
And it ended up surprising me by being this really intense, well-shot action sci-fi thriller.
You mentioned the word action. There is action?
Oh, yeah. It's so intense. Once Chris Pratt gets to the future and he's fighting the aliens, and the way they reveal the aliens is great because you don't see them for probably 30, 40 minutes into the movie.
Old school. Like
yeah.
it.
And yeah. It's very slow when they finally do reveal the aliens. They're just terrifying.
You and I are kindred spirits in that we don't like to be scared by movies that much. Sometimes I ask you, what age is this appropriate for? I'm just going to ask you straight up, is this appropriate for me? Will I be too scared?
I think you'll be fine. When I say scary, I mean the concept of the aliens is terrifying.
Okay.
And when you look at them, it's not a pleasant image.
Okay.
But there's no, like, crazy jump scares. This isn't The Exorcist level scary.
Okay.
It's just, you're going to be clenching your teeth and holding your fists for the whole movie.
And you're going to be doing it at home, not in the theater.
Right, at home, because this movie comes out on Amazon Prime on Friday. So if you've got a Prime subscription, it's included with the price of admission.
All right, we've moved into July. Anything else? I mean, this is blockbuster season, generally. Anything on the horizon?
I think this same week, Boss Babies has a sequel that comes out on Friday.
This is like the third or fourth one,
yeah,
right?
It's like I think it's the second one.
Oh.
And like, okay. But you didn't even need the first one.
Right.
I didn't really care for it. I don't know why they bothered making a sequel. I guess it made enough money to warrant it. But just to me, if I want to watch babies run around and do funny stuff, I'm going to turn on Rugrats, you know?
Right. Is Alec Baldwin still, wasn't he part of the first
one? Yeah, I believe he's still the main character.
Do you know what you're going to review for us next week?
So next week I'll actually bring you two reviews.
Oh, good.
One on Black Widow, which I have already seen. I won't spoil anything for you. And then one of an anime movie coming out called Josie, the Tiger and the Fish that'll be having a limited run here in some theaters.
So you've seen Black Widow. You know how I am about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay, we'll just wait till next week, but...
You turn off this microphone and I'll tell you all about it, okay. But your listeners won't hear until next week.
I'm going to wait, too. I don't want to have it spoiled. Just tell me this. After credit scenes?
Of course.
Post-credit scenes? Okay, very good. You can read the full review of The Tomorrow War in Friday's edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Courtney Lanny, thank you so much.
Thank you.